Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. But before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Crushing Cultural Marxism. Conrad Reicher's new book is your pocket guide to winning the battle of ideologies. If you're fed up with apologizing for being a man, this book shows you how cultural Marxism hijacks schools, media, and corporations to erase male authority, and how to fight back. You'll learn why toxic masculinity was a weaponized lie, how to escape the marriage plantation, and how men can rebuild brotherhoods that reject woke control. This is a red-pilled arsenal for men who refuse to surrender. The book is now available on Amazon, Audible, Google, and all other good bookstores. Links are in the description. And now on with the memes. Number one, this million-dollar painting was ruined after a bored security dude draws eyes on these faceless figures. It's definitely an improvement, though. If you want to know why art is so ugly, it's because people pay some crazy amounts on it so they can commit tax fraud. They commission artists for 10 or 20 grand, hire an appraiser to judge it to be worth $500,000, and then donate it to a museum and boom, receive a tax credit to reduce this year's income tax bill. Up next, this man is the king of self-hating. Seamus says that his son is suspicious of Father's Day because why would he want to celebrate the lesser of two parents? The only reason he might actually think that is because his dad brainwashed him to believe it. Talk about putting his mother on a pedestal. Here's a picture of this self-hating low-testosterone beta male. Doesn't he look like he gets more than enough of his daily dose of soy? He probably feeds it to his son too. Number three, here's another low-testosterone guy. This one seems to think that real men don't care about women's weight. The only reason a guy being with a woman like that might be excusable is if it's actually his fetish. Otherwise, he's got some serious self-esteem issues to be with a land whale like that. She looks happy because he's probably the best man that she can get. Here's the cover of the romance novel he reads every night. Man the Harpoons. Moving on, meet the world's strongest woman. Actually a dude, and they were stripped of that title after the organizers found out that she was a he. And you just know that there are guys out there that would actually go down on that particular thing. Why couldn't they just write that a man got caught cheating and pretending to be a woman? This looks like a more passable version of this dude from South Park. South Park is usually more accurate than journalism and the lamestream media. Number 5, Christopher Lloyd is the only actor to have ever had two time machines stolen from him. But to be fair though, his bird of prey, which the Enterprise crew renamed the HMS Bounty, wasn't a time machine until they flew around the sun at just the right speed and angle. Someone also mentions that Anthony Hopkins was the only actor to chop his hand off in two films. I asked AI what those films were and it said that there were none. Even though if I know for a fact that he did that in the film Titus. Also still my favorite Shakespeare play. Up next, someone seems old-fashioned thinking that girls turn red by 15 and boys turn white by then, with our nocturnal emissions. Meanwhile, it's closer to 8 for girls these days if you grew up in a single mother household. And 8 for boys too, because they're on average seeing corn for the first time these days when they turn 8, believe it or not. I, on the other hand, am a late bloomer, and that 15 stands for me. Also, I never had a nocturnal emission before. Number 7, what do you see here? I see The Rock preparing to play Ariana Grande in an upcoming biopic. Either that or this is Dwayne the Stick Johnson. Looks like he went from being a big rock, and now he's the capital of Arkansas, Little Rock. I don't know about you, but it looks like The Rock is no longer cooking anything, and I think I can smell what The Rock is craving. My very first thought after seeing this was that The Rock looks Indian now. Moving on, the Canadian potash company Nutrient is building a terminal in the United States and not Canada. Canada's done if even Canadian companies don't want to build infrastructure in our country, due to taxation and regulation. I'm still in shock that Mark Carney is allowing Alberta to build a pipeline to British Columbia, so we can start selling our oil overseas instead of only to America. I don't think he had a choice because if he didn't, Alberta might actually try and leave Canada. Number 9, meet the real-life Mrs. Doubtfire. This son dressed up like his dead mother to get her pension benefits. Meanwhile, she was at home getting freezer burn and slowly mummifying. I guess some guys are willing to go to great lengths so they no longer have to work. As far as I'm concerned, he deserves the pension for the effort alone. This is a new twist to the Psycho film. Norman Bates wasn't crazy. He was just stealing his mom's pension. Even Alfred Hitchcock didn't see that one coming. Up next, here's what it's like being a sensitive young man in the world of evil women. They say they want you to open up about your feelings, but in the end, the only reason for it is that they can use them against you. Do you believe that men are innocent creatures in a world full of perverse women trying to violate us? It sure feels like that sometimes. Also, this doesn't look like a wolf. More like a dog, so yes, this does appear to be accurate. Number 11, you wake up and it's back in 1995. And there's no Wi-Fi and cell phones. What's the first thing you're gonna do? The same thing I did back then, which was to get on the internet through dial-up. I'd also get a job working at McDonald's so I could save up to buy Amazon and Apple shares and roll the profit into Bitcoin in 2009. I'd also buy up dozens of domain names, as well as go to more Star Trek conventions and meet all the original series cast before they all passed away. Moving on, looks like India is about to take scamming to a whole new level. India's Prime Minister Modi says India and Canada are going to have $50 billion worth of annual trade with each other in 5 years. And the Canadian Pension Fund is showing interest in Indian companies. Looks like Canada and our pension fund is about to be scammed out of billions of dollars. Indian shame-based morality encourages them to scam others as a virtue. Our cultures are not compatible. Number 13, the WNBA is considering playing their game with no fans in the stands to prevent dildos from being thrown onto the court. Alex Alexopoulos asks, how is that different from a normal game? Obviously referring to the fact that no one watches their games in real life or on television. They should be happy though, because who wouldn't be thrilled getting all those free phallic members? It's like playing basketball on a dildo range. Up next, here's Commie Forney Explained. Either you live along the coast in an upscale beach community within St. Rance in the green zone, or you're in the pink meth zone or the yellowy-orange zone because you're going to a national park. But there's also meth there. Turd Flinging Monkey says that meth just stands in for poor white people. But seriously, why is there so much meth? Isn't weed enough for people anymore? This is probably out of date and now it's fentanyl and not meth. Number 15, women have to deal with periods, pregnancy, childbirth, and menopause. What do men have to deal with? The first and most obvious answer is that they have to deal with women. But of course, there are other things like being hurt or ended on a job site. Higher rates of self-deletion, a harder time getting sex and attention from the opposite sex. Higher rates of homelessness and so much more. Women want it to appear that they have it harder, which isn't the case. Moving on, here's something that women didn't think they had to deal with all that much. Sharon here said that video games are just a fad that will slowly fade away. She said that back in 1982. It reminds me of the people that used to say that the internet was just a fad or the iPhone was just a toy back in 2008. And that no serious business person was ever going to use it, and instead they would use their CrackBerry instead of Apple products. As for gaming, all women hoped it would die so that attention would continue to flow to them. Number 17, this woman divorced her husband and now miraculously, the love she lost for him grew back after the divorce. And she doesn't mind being his side chick now that he's got somebody new. She messed up. She sees her ex happy with another woman and it's just too much to bear. Now she probably wants to cause problems in his new relationship because she can't handle him being so happy. Regrets always seem to set in once women have been battered by the streets. Up next, people think that this is a woman with her dad, but they're a couple with a 34-year age gap. They seem fairly looks matched minus the age thing. But here's an advanced math question. He's 60 and she's 26. How much money does he have? And how much do you think he's going to leave to her if they have kids together? Women seem to think that he's gotta take buckets of Viagra to stay hard for her. It's all fun and games until he gets really old and she abandons him for a younger man because she has to wipe his behind. Number 19, a guy who donated his wife a kidney wants it back after their divorce. I guess that would probably be fair now, wouldn't it? But knowing the family courts, they'd probably force the man to give her both of his kidneys. Seriously though, instead of asking for it back, he should just work something out with her so she pays him a monthly subscription fee. That's what corporations and entrepreneurs would do. Moving on, does anyone remember the King of Queens TV show? Where this hot woman, who was Zach Morris's ex-girlfriend, was married to an obese UPS driver. Us men were naive back then, thinking that women didn't care about what we actually did for a living or what we looked like. Then again, there are some women out there that are chubby chasers. Or they fatten good men up as a sort of camouflage so that other women don't go after them and see their value. Number 21, this woman assaulted her man because he kept asking her what she wanted to eat. Looks to me like when you ask women to take accountability for their food decisions long enough, they get violent. Good to know. Many guys will look at her face and say, I can fix her, and I can feed her as well. Maybe she lost it after he took her to Shake Shack or the Waffle House one too many times. The reason she's really pissed off, though, is because he couldn't read her mind. Up next is Amy, and she's wondering where she can find a man that'll take care of her financially without asking for sex. How about asking her father if he's around? But seriously, if this woman believes that such a man exists, then I've got a high-speed rail network in California for sale. For most women, that man does exist. His name is Big Daddy Government, and he replaces black fathers in the home, and he delivers Cheeto dust and government cheese, and only expects a vote and no sex. Number 23, this Indian individual says that only the best will rule the world, and that now the rest of the world sees Indians that way. I guess his logic is that if Indians weren't harder and better workers, then why would the West import them? Probably because they tend to be more physically passive and easier to manipulate financially, and will work for less than the local populations. Not to mention they keep the housing market propped up too. Not because they're the best, but because they're useful. Moving on, 69% of millennials say they can't retire or buy a house without inheritance money. It's also said that the boomers are about to pass down $90 trillion in assets to them. But I don't see that happening. I think that most of that money was going to be spent in retirement and nursing homes. Plus, the value of those assets will crash, because who wants to buy outdated homes in China sense? Besides, most boomers say they won't actually leave any inheritance behind. Number 25 and the last one, what happened to her? This is Brenda Heist. In 2002, she dropped her kids off at school and only reappeared in 2013 in Florida by turning herself into police. Looks to me like she was mething around, or she meth not have known how to get home. It also looks like she found the seedy underbelly of Florida living. Also, here's an actual picture of one of her kids still waiting to be picked up from school. Poor old Billy. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.